From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're joining us today, and here to Let the Bible Speak is the Reverend John Greer.
Today I want to bring your attention to Proverbs chapter 6, and I'll read a few verses with you from this chapter, beginning at verse number 6. It says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man." Very often in the Word of God, the Lord directs men to consider the ways of earthly creatures, that vital lessons might be learned, spiritual lessons. But perhaps the most humble source of teaching to which a sinner could ever be sent in this regard of learning from a creature is that which is provided by the ant, that tiny and most insignificant insect. From the ways and habits of the ant, the careless sinner may gather much truth, which, when applied to the heart and the life, will lead to deliverance from that state of slothfulness with which the soul will be ruined if there is not repentance. I want to look here today with you at these verses where Solomon sends the slothful man to the school of the ant. And there are three thoughts that we want to consider from these words. There is, first of all, a word of advice. It says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." The sluggard is advised to go to the ant, to consider her ways, learn from them, and gain wisdom. We notice, therefore, that the sluggard lacks wisdom. We find that he is a man void of understanding, as it says in a parallel passage, Proverbs 24 and the verse number 30. There, the slothful man is also in view, and he's described in this manner, void of understanding. The word void means empty. It signifies an utter lack of true wisdom. And that, of course, is evident in the slothful man's behavior in everyday life with regard to earthly business and earthly work, where he neglects what has been allotted to him, and he treats it with carelessness and with shameful laziness, and the outcome is, therefore, that he is seen to be a man who is empty of understanding altogether. But how much more true is this with regard to issues that affect the soul? Multitudes of slothful sinners, utterly void of understanding, and therefore Solomon's advice is to go to the ant, and it underlines that there's a fatal void in slothful sinners, a lack that will lead to spiritual ruin. And when the advice is taken, what will be seen when the slothful man visits the ant? Well, he will see the ant's diligence. Diligence is a quality that is so conspicuous by its absence in the life of the sluggard. But the ant possesses it in abundance, as verse 8 shows. It says there that she provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. Now, naturalists are amazed at the industry of the ant, the intricate construction of the ant colony, the ingenious methods of storing food, and the tirelessness of the labor of this little creature. And therefore the ant's ways expose the folly of sinners who are so careless about spiritual things. The ant attends to her present needs. Notice the words, she provideth her meat in the summer. These words refer to the provision made for needs of the moment. In the summer, there's an abundance available of which these little creatures take full advantage in order to sustain the life of the entire colony and meet the present needs of any given day. When we translate this into the spiritual realm, it's a detail that speaks of the sinner's responsibility to avail himself of what is already provided to meet his spiritual needs, his present spiritual needs. Great spiritual needs press upon your soul to be pardoned, to be accepted by God, to be delivered from the power of sin, to be saved from the wrath to come. These are all present needs, but the Lord Jesus Christ has made provision for men in which everything is available to the sinner with regard to what he needs to save him. In Luke 14 and verse 16, we have those great words, "Come, for all things are now ready." We have the words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 1:30, where he says that Christ has made unto sinners wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And therefore, your present spiritual needs can be met in Jesus Christ, in whom there is this fullness of power and blessing. And if you seek him with all your heart, you will find that he will save your soul. He will cleanse you from your sin. He will give you everlasting life. And all the needs of your soul will be met by the Holy Spirit coming to dwell in you as you call upon the Lord. And he will keep you and preserve you both in time and then in eternity. The ant attends to her present needs. That's a mark of her diligence. But she also prepares for the hereafter. Because it says again in verse 8 that she gathereth her food in the harvest. For the ant, there's a gathering time when she stores and lays up for the cold winter months ahead, when all opportunity to prepare will be gone. Here's another vital issue in things spiritual, preparing for the hereafter. In life, you must prepare for death. In time, you must prepare for eternity. But you have not done so. You haven't given diligence to this matter of being ready to die, of being ready to meet God, of being prepared for eternity. Rather, in slothfulness, you have not seen to these important and vital things concerning the hereafter. Let me tell you, there is a hereafter. There is death. There is judgment. There is eternity. There's God's hereafter. And oh, I urge you this day to attend diligently to those things that have to do with the soul. So there's a word of advice here to go to the ant and learn from her in this particular way, from the ant's diligence. Then we notice here also a word of appeal. In verse 9 it says, "How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep?" An appeal is made to the sluggard to awaken, to arise, to attend to spiritual matters. But look at the reaction in verse 10. The sluggard, the slothful man says, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep." Here is the word of appeal met with the greatest folly on the part of the slothful man. There's the folly of his position. He's asleep. He's on the bed of ease. The slothful man is a man who attempts nothing and therefore accomplishes nothing. Let me say to you today that all you need to do to go to hell is to do nothing. Remain at ease, slumber on, and you will surely perish. The Word of God pronounces a solemn woe on spiritual ease. It says, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion." Ease, slothfulness, the slumber of the sinner, the carelessness of the soul. This is a failure to recognize the value of the soul, the preciousness of Jesus Christ, the blessings that are available, the heaven that will be lost, the hell that will be entered. You need to arise from your slothful folly and from this possession of ease and negligence and seek after the Lord with all your heart. Then there's the folly of his philosophy. Verse 10, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. His philosophy is that even while all is in a state of negligence, he may continue on a little farther. And the language shows, therefore, that the slothful man believes that there's no need to be alarmed at the state of spiritual things. This is the slothful man's philosophy in regard to life. It demonstrates that he does not have any true view of his spiritual situation. He convinces himself that all is well. There's no cause for alarm. He does not have Christ. He does not have the Savior. And yet he does not see that this is a terrible state and a dangerous situation. He philosophizes and thinks that all is well and that he can continue on even while he's under wrath, condemned already, and life is fragile and death is sure. And then there's the folly of his presumption. If we think about these words again in verse 10, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, we notice that he speaks of a little of these aspects of his ease, and therefore he indicates that he intends to do something at some point. He just wants a little more, and then he's going to rise up. And therefore he presumes that he will be able to do so. He presumes that the time will arrive when he may attend to spiritual things. He does not see the urgency of the matter even this day and the need to shake off this slothfulness and get to Christ at once and turn away from sin and the world and carnal pleasure. Oh, my friend, you may be presuming upon time and health, and yet you may have very little of those things left. The time to seek the Lord is now, and to seek him with all your heart. Because here's a word of alarm, finally, in verse 11. So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man. Here is the ruin that will come upon the sinner. It will come unexpectedly, like one that travelleth, somebody who comes to your house without warning. It will come unavoidably, like the armed man whom you cannot resist. This is the situation. The need is great. Urgent is your plight. Get to Christ today and trust him as your Savior and receive him as your Lord.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.